Well, the deputy foreign minister is going to Kampala and the deputy interior minister to Kigali to follow up all what is necessary for the way back of our compatriots, the Congolese, who were found themselves within the former rebel group M23. These ministers, together with officials going with them, will carry for any necessary processes to have these compatriots back home and convoy them back home, because we need them. As President Kabila said, this is the time for peace and reconciliation.
So will they be pardoned for the activities, or they would have to face the justice system, or the president will pardon them?
Some of them were already pardoned, but they failed to come back home. So even those about which we have not yet finalized the file for their amnesty will come back and wait the finalization of these amnesty processes at home. It is not a problem for us.
So the ministers are supposed to be landing on Friday in both Kampala and Kigali?
Yes. They are going there, and we hope that on their way back, they will come with our compatriots.
So how has been the cooperation between Kinshasa and Kigali, as well as Kinshasa and Kampala, to resolve this matter of bringing your compatriot home?
Of course, if our colleagues are welcomed in Kampala and Kigali to cater for this way back of their compatriots, it is because we did enjoy the support from our counterparts in Uganda as well as in Rwanda. So this is a good achievement of our talks.
So there appear to be smooth diplomatic cooperation between Rwanda and Kinshasa now on M23 rebels?
I think that is the case. On that file, I think that we have ended by having the same view about returning to Congo Kinshasa of these Congolese who found themselves within that rebellion.
Now, Honorable, one of the concerns of people is some of these combatants might not have the necessary skills to be reintegrated into society. I mean those who have been pardoned. Does the government have a plan to reintegrate them into jobs, give them skills to be employable, to help build your country? What is the government plan for these combatants when they return?
This is not at all relevant. You know, we have a program for reintegration, of reinserting those guys in their country. And we are having now already almost 5,000 of their compatriots originating from other armed groups. They are already following the process of these reinsertions. Some of them are learning some profession. Others are helped to find a job. So this is not true to say that there will be some problems. We have already put in the program more than $10 million. So this is a false problem. $10 million from Congo Treasury. We are waiting more from our partners for international community.
So how many combatants are we talking about here?
We are waiting something like 1,000 and some hundred, maybe 500 to 600.